Hey everybody, how you doing? It's Bruno Mutande from Bruno Meat. And today I'm going to do the podcast for Pete Nero. Pete Nero is in California. He was doing a show and he said, you know what? While you're in Toronto, you can do my podcast and I'm going to talk to you on the phone. So I'm so excited. It's the first time I do this show for Pete. And I take a little bit of time off from the market. And I'm going to see if I can get Pete on the phone. So, 1 minute. Come sarà voi questo cazzo di si fucking telefoni? Hello? Hello?
Hey, Bruno. Hello, Bruno. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good. How are you down there? You in California today?
Yeah, you know what? It's a great time over here. I went to California for a couple days. I did a little open mic in Hollywood here. Oh man, it's amazing. It's the bomb. It's the cat's ass. I'm having a great time over here.
Oh, you know, I'm so proud of you down there. Holy shit! I know that you could do this all the time. And how is California? Nice and hot?
Yeah, it's great. Actually, it's beautiful over here. It's very, very warm. Not a, it's a, you know, what do they call it? It's a dry heat. But anyway, having a great time over there. And how are things back in Ontario?
Oh, everything's not too bad. You know, today I took a little bit of time off just to do the podcast. I'm going to sit over here with all of your equipment and it's a great time.
Yeah, and you know what? And I appreciate that. And it's kind of funny because now I'm on the phone and you're, you know, we kind of reversed roles today.
Oh, yes. It's a great time. Holy shit, I'm having a good time over here.
So did you still have an open mic at the market over there? Is your nephew still?
No. You know what? He pissed me off. I said, listen, go fuck off, please. Go back home to your mom. And stop yelling and swearing on the stage in my market. And stop with this bullshit and insult the people, you know?
Yeah, you can't just go over there and do an insult show. But you know what? When I come back from California, I think I'm going to try an open mic at your place like you had invited me, right?
And that's what I'm waiting for because I can't wait till you come over there and then you do some open mic. And people are going to see something, and not that Fatty the Cat's moron nephew of mine.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a great time over here. You know, I'm still trying things out, seeing how things go. And again, thanks for thanks for filling in for me and doing the podcast from Toronto there.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Something... Someone gave me some marijuana because, you know, now it's illegal over here. So I tried a little bit of marijuana. You know, when I go home after the market, I go home. I usually have a little glass of vino, a little plate of the pasta. I take off my pants and I sit there and watch the TV or whatever. Sometimes I like to watch the Italian soccer on the Telelatino network over there.
Yeah, yeah. So you tried marijuana?
You know, usually I don't like to try that shit, but someone said, you know what, it's legal. You try it at home and see what's going to happen.
So you tried some marijuana at home, like I went, you know, in the evening.
Oh, yeah. It was a tiny little bit. It was one of the gentlemen who come in the market. I know him well. Sometimes we trade the vino, we trade the sasitza. I make a vino, I make a sausage and the sauce. We trade a whole bunch of a bullshit. But he gave me like a little joint. He said, you know what? You go home, take off your pants. Go home, take off your pants and sit on the couch, watch TV, have a little bit of vino, have a plate of pasta, and then take a little drag off of the marijuana, right? Off of the little cigarette.
Yeah, with your pants off, eating pasta.
Yeah, but you know what? It make me feel nice and it make me very quiet to make everything more relaxed. But it's kind of like, what do they call it? The psychotropic, psychedelic.
Psychedelic?
You know, I'm going to sit there and sometime I black in and out. I forget to where I where I was and forget what I'm doing. It's not dangerous. It's just it's funny because your brain does these weird things.
Yeah, you know, you get high and then your brain goes through different things. It kind of mellows you out.
It makes me mellow, and then I watch stuff on a TV, like a commercial or a movie, and everything is really fucking weird. Like, you know what I mean? It's like the stuff would jump out of the TV, or it doesn't make any sense. Sometimes I kind of forget. It plays a trick with my mind. I forget the English language. Imagine if you're listening to English, and it sounds like something.
It makes you forget the English language, like you hallucinate or you...
I don't know what it is, but it's kind of fun. But the thing is, it makes me fucking hungry. It gives me, you know, they say it gives you the munchies?
Yeah, it tends to give a lot of people the munchies. And you tend to snack a lot when you're having that stuff.
You know what? It makes you tired. If you have the insomnia... It's great to make you tired and make you fall asleep fast. But the problem is, if you have some marijuana and then you don't go to bed, oh my God, you're going to eat like a fucking pig. Like, I can't stop eating after I smoke, before I go to bed, I eat like, I do lots of night eating now.
Yeah, it makes you do a lot of night eating. And then, you know, like, you got to be careful, though. Do a little bit of marijuana, don't stay up too late, and then you got to go to bed. Otherwise, you're going to empty your fridge, man.
Exactly. Holy shit. If I keep this up, I'm going to put on like a 10 to 20 pounds this month. I can't stop eating. It makes me so fucking hungry. I go through 7 or 8 bag of chips. I make 2 or 3 steak, a couple of plate of pasta, 5 or 6 bowls of a salad. I order 2 pizzas. Then I order Taco Bell. Then I order a burrito. And then I order...
Holy shit, buddy. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. I started doing this thing like 11 to 30, 12 o'clock at night. I started smoking the marijuana. And then I watch TV and I eat. It was a couple days ago. It was 5 or 30 in the morning. I'm still on the couch fucking eating.
Yeah, that's... You're going to explode, man. You can't... You can't sit there and you'll do this.
Oh my God, yeah, but it make me eat like a fuck animal. You know what? I'm only gonna do it like an hour before I go to bed. An hour before I go to bed, I'm gonna try a little bit of a marijuana, and then I gotta go to sleep because oh my God, I'm gonna eat so much. I mean, it's gonna come out of my ears and nose and my mouth and my ass.
Holy shit. Yeah, try a little bit of marijuana and then don't stay up too late because you're gonna eat yourself to death, man. And then just go to bed.
Yeah, but I wanted to tell you what was going on. It's, holy shit, I'm sorry. See, I was still burping up from last night. So I'm having a great time. Thank you for letting me do the podcast. And sounds like you're having a great time down there in California. Tell everybody hello, and sometime maybe I shut down the market for a couple of days. I come down there with you. Fuck it.
Yeah, I'm having a great time here. I'll be up. I'll be back home in a couple of days. Thank you so much for doing the podcast today, and always thank you for being there. Thank you for supporting me, Bruno. And I also want to tell all my followers, my supporters, my fans on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, on podcast. Thank you all. And thanks for being there. Thanks for supporting me. And I love all you guys.
Oh, yes. And I love you too. And bring me something nice from fucking California, okay? Thank you.